To every gin and jockey stands a welcome that is high and wide. Seem to know that they are on their homeward way to hear the song of the Clyde. Oh, the River Clyde, the wonderful Clyde. The name of it thrills me and fills me with pride. And I'm satisfied, whatever may be tried. The sweetest of songs is the song of
Yes, that was Andy Stewart, and he was followed by John Ellis and his country band. Slow Air and a March. Yes, two marches. I'm sorry about that. That squeak you got, a scream you got, a screech, whatever you want to call it. When I was doing the Corries, they were done about between 50 and 60 years ago, and the cutting of them and making them was all different, so probably the sound was different as well. And I think it might have been a ringing, yeah, in the Corries, maybe, or it was just something in the actual recording. But the voice sounded different from Ronnie's. Yep, that's why I thought maybe a ring in there. It sounded like an Irish voice. They're everywhere. Right, you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM down here in South Nowra, broadcasting over 104.5 Central, 92.3 North, 92.7 South. The host with the most on the coast. Yep. I've got another old one here. I like to get rid of them before they fall to bits while I'm looking at them. This is one by the Kennedy family. Now, Callum Kennedy was he still is one of the best singers in Scotland. he never spoke a word of English until he was about 5 years of age when he went to school. He came from the far northwest up near up near Lewis, I think he came from, and he went to the Mod and he won a gold medal for being the best Gaelic singer in Scotland. Well, not matter in the Gaelic world, the Celtic world, and he never looked back from there. And he has five daughters. plus his wife, that was six. He didn't stand a chance, did he? But unfortunately, his wife died when they were young. They weren't very old when she died, and left him with the five girls he brought up himself. But they all become singers. I don't know, I've never heard of any of the girls' recordings. Probably they didn't record, maybe they got married and were quite happy to settle down. But anyway, there'll probably be a little bit of static in this one as well, but bear with me. Yeah, there's a band before them, I think. No, it's not going to come through, is it? Yes, yes, here it comes, here it comes. No matter where you roam,
outside Granny's door. Where as laddies, there we played in days of long ago. Neath the shadow of Benvraggy and Gosby's lordly stain, how I wish that I could see my granny's heel and hain. Far away in the fields there stands a wee house, and it stands on the bristle, the blade, where we played as laddies there long, long ago. And it seems it was just yesterday. I can still see old Granny, a smile on her face, just as sweet as the hallowed adieu. As I kissed her goodbye with a tear in her eye, may God bless you. Where the heather bells are blooming, just outside Granny's door, where at laddies, there we played in days of long ago, neath the shadow of Benvraggy and Gosby's lordly stain. How I wish that I could see my granny's heel and hame o' mine, hame o' mine, where we dwelt in land. Dear Thacket Cottage, my granny's heel and hay.
Oh, well, how about that? It wasn't too bad either, was it? I'm sorry about the static in it, but it's very old. You know, I was just thinking that when the girls sang those songs, one was 8 and the other one was 12. Fiona was 8, she sang The Dark Isle, and Anne sang A Mother's Love's a Blessing, and it wasn't long after that they did lose their mother. Yeah, and I was thinking last night that, God, they must be 60s and 70s by now. And here they were, little girls. How time has flown. Terrible. And here's me, 51, next birthday. Oh, well. Can't be helped. That was Callum Kennedy and two of his lovely daughters, Fiona and Anne. What have we got next? How about we have another bit of accordion music by first time here. We haven't played this guy before. Gordon Patella.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. I think a bit of dirt got on there. Oh, well, that was Gordon Patilla's Andy Stewart medley. And you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple UFM, down to South Nara, right on the highway near the big roundabout. Broadcasting over 104.5 Central, 92.3 North and 99.7 South. The host, with the most, on the coast. And as you know, the radio station is on the net, and you can get us on our website, www.triple-u.org.au. And if you want to send us an email, it's triple-u@shoalhaven.net.au. And of course, you know my name's Jock McDougall, and you can get me on 4422-1700 after the show. 4422-1700. Right, what have we got next coming up? Oh yes, I'll be playing the Dr. Barclay Scottish Tales today. I'm starting around about, say, we'll do another couple of tracks and then we'll have the Scottish Tales from Dr. James Barclay. This is a great series. We'll probably keep this one going for about 6 months. That's a month still here, that is. Yeah, right. How about we have a couple of tracks from a mob called Bag of Cats. Yeah, there's such a group called the Bag of Cats in Scotland. And they're going, this. We'll have the first track we played. Oh no, we've played this one before, I think several months ago. But here they are anyway, with a little number called Glen Cabul. K-A-B-U-L. Glen Cabul. Now what's in it? Border pipes, a whistle, soprano sax, alto sax, percussions, and double bass. And yep, and who's ever heard of a double bass without frets? God, this is interesting. Thank you.
Over sea I mark the swifties welling as the ruddy flames leap o'er. How the mother would caress me were I but by her side. Now she prays again, may bless me, though the stormy seas divide. And it's all but I'm longing for my ain folk, though they be but lowly peer and plain folk. I am far beyond the sea, but soon
Jennifer Shaw. You've heard her around the clubs, not only around here but up in Sydney. She comes from Aberdeen. She's a very, very nice girl. Every time we meet, she wants to thump me. I don't know why. It's just because I keep talking about her weight. I didn't thump on a person because of that. I'm twice her weight. Right, okay, I'll say nice things. I'm also twice her age. That'll fix it. Okay, you're listening to The Sounds of Scotland, brought to you courtesy of Radio Triple U FM on 104.5 Central, 92.3 North and 99.7 South. Telephone number is 44-22-1700, 44-22-1700. If you want to ring up and say hello or maybe ask for a request for next week, it's next year, well, you can ring me on that number after the show. I'll usually leave here about 4:15. The hour. And after the next couple of tracks, we'll have the History of Scotland by Dr. James Bartley. But meanwhile, let's listen to Alexander Morrison. Thank you.